Welcome to Emily Rose Meditations. I'm your host, Emily, and today we'll sit with Chapter 24 of Book 2 of The Dark Night of the Soul by St. John of the Cross. So find a comfortable seat, take a deep breath, and make your heart ready to receive these words. This is as much to say, the higher portion of my soul, being like the lower part also, at rest, with respect to its desires and faculties, I went forth to the divine union of love with God. Inasmuch as, by means of that war of the dark night, as has been said, the soul is combated and purged after two manners, namely, according to its sensual and its spiritual part, with its senses, faculties, and passions, so likewise after two manners, namely, according to these two parts, the sensual and the spiritual, with all its faculties and desires, the soul attains to an enjoyment of peace and rest. For this reason, as has likewise been said, the soul twice pronounces this line, namely, in this stanza and in the last, because of these two portions of the soul, the spiritual and the sensual, which, in order that they may go forth to the divine union of love, must needs first be reformed, ordered, and tranquilized with respect to the sensual and to the spiritual, according to the nature of the state of innocence, which was Adam's. And thus this line, which in the first stanza was understood of the repose of the lower and sensual portion, is, in this second stanza, understood more particularly of the higher and spiritual part, for which reason it is repeated. This repose and quiet of the spiritual house the soul comes to attain habitually and perfectly, in so far as the condition of this life allows, by means of the acts of the substantial touches of divine union whereof we have just spoken, which in concealment and hidden from the perturbation of the devil and of its own senses and passions, the soul has been receiving from the divinity, wherein it has been purifying itself, as I say, resting, strengthening, and confirming itself in order to be able to receive the said union once and for all, which is the divine betrothal between the soul and the Son of God. As soon as these two houses of the soul have together become tranquilized and strengthened with all their domestics, namely the faculties and desires, and have put these domestics to sleep, and made them to be silent with respect to all things, both above and below, this divine wisdom immediately unites itself with the soul by making a new bond of loving possession. And there is fulfilled that which is written in the Book of Wisdom in these words: Dum quietum silentium contenerit omnia, et nox in suo curso medium iter haberet. Omnipotens sermo tuas, Domine a regalibus sedibus. The same thing is described by the bride in the songs, where she says that after she had passed by those who stripped her of her mantle by night and wounded her, she found him whom her soul loved. The soul cannot come to this union without great purity, and this purity is not gained without great detachment from every created thing and sharp mortification. This is signified by the stripping of the bride of her mantle, and by her being wounded by night as she sought and went after her spouse. For the new mantle, which belonged to the betrothal, she could not put on until the old mantle was stripped off. Wherefore, he that refuses to go forth in the night aforementioned to seek the beloved and to be stripped of his own will and to be mortified, but seeks him upon his bed and at his own convenience, as did the bride, will not succeed in finding him. For this soul says of itself that it found him by going forth in the dark and with yearnings of love. Thank you for joining me today. The peace of Christ be with you.